Hello.
Hey, Mike, how happy have you been with Matt Hasselbeck since he took over about 4 weeks ago?
Well, we're just very fortunate we have him because of our situation here, being a young team and losing a quarterback, Jake, and we weren't sure how many weeks he'd be out, but the fact that now Matt's played the last 5 weeks, and really kind of steadied the ship a little bit, we thought we had it back to 4-4 last week. So he's done a great job coming in because we're a younger receiver. We need kind of a leader that can kind of help these guys during the game and the huddle on the sidelines. And, he's very knowledgeable. He's still playing a nice high level. And so he's been huge for us as a team in general, not just on the offensive side because he's a good leader on top of that. He's been good for me as a head coach, having a guy like him that is very prepared and he's a great example for these guys. And he's been out there and played pretty well for us.
What challenges are you facing when you look at this Bears defense?
Well, there's not any weaknesses. These guys have been playing very well. And statistics prove that out. You look at anything, where they're ranked, I mean, as far as stop and run, number one, not allowing points, number one. I mean, these guys are playing well. They're a veteran defense that understands the defense very well. I think they realize that somewhere in the game they're going to make plays and take the game over, which obviously at this point this year they have been very fortunate with all the turnovers they've gotten with interceptions and fumbles, and especially in the red zone where they've turned teams back quite often with turnovers there. And I think that's where they're, that's their belief. You see their confidence, I think, in how good they are and how they plan somewhere in that drive they're going to make a play and shut the other offense down. And so far, that's why they're sitting at 6-1, I think, is the defense has played so well and been so consistent. And they all make the plays. They're getting sacks. They're getting interceptions. I mean, they're playing at a very high level right now.
Mike, what is Chris Johnson doing differently lately than he was doing at the beginning of the season?
Yeah, I don't know that he's doing it differently. I think the way the game, the way the season goes sometimes and the way our schedule went with some of the teams we had early, we didn't run the ball a whole lot. He starts the season, I think, with 8 carries against the Patriots and 10 and 12 and a couple of the others. So some of that was a big part of it, that we got behind in games. And so he had the opportunities that a running back does need to get a feel for the game, just like the offensive line needs it. So I think that was the biggest problem, that just the opponents we had and getting behind, we didn't get a chance to have one of those 30 rush games right out of the box. And I think it just kind of it held us back a little bit coming off of preseason when you don't have those guys playing that much. And so I think now, we had a nice run. I think the last 4 weeks, what you see on tape, we'll see if Chris and our running game is more of what it should be. We still got a lot to improve upon. We still got to block better and all those things. But I think this is more of what we're all about. The first quarter, the first 3-4 games definitely was not. And hopefully, the Bears aren't a team that you're going to get right against, obviously, running the football, because they crowd the line of scrimmage. They attack it pretty well. They make that part of the game very hard for you. So it's going to be a huge challenge there. And if we can get CJ loose, a couple of times, that'll obviously be, a big part of us having a chance to win the football game.
Mike, Tim Shaw had a good run here before he went to Tennessee. What has he meant to your special teams the last 2 years?
Yeah, he's been a team captain and special teams. He's been voted captain both years here, so I think that tells you something right there, how quickly he came in and made a difference with his teammates. And we've been very good. I mean, this is another great matchup. People don't talk about special teams very much, but I think our teams have done very well. We've done a lot in the special teams. He blocked a punt against Pittsburgh that set up a touchdown there that kind of really got us going in that game, on that Thursday night football game. He's been forced to play some linebacker because of the injuries we've had at our middle linebacker, so he's played a lot more on defense than he has the first year. So I think those guys responded to him. I think you're seeing it by his play on the kickoff team. He's just a nice, solid football player. He's playing a lot of energy. That's contagious a little bit, the way he approaches the game and practice and stuff. So he's been a great addition for us, and this should be a great challenge this weekend because obviously the Bears, just like the other phases of the game, they're ranked in the top 2 and 3 in about every category. So not to mention the return guy with Hester. So, I think this will be a great challenge, and if we do well in special teams and make a play, I think Tim will be a big part of it.
Mike, what's Hasselbeck been able to do to kind of, keep you guys rolling a little bit?
Just like I said earlier, more with the receivers. He's done a good job with Kenny Britt, who's coming back off an injury and hasn't played in a year, and Kendall Wright, who's a rookie, our first-round draft choice, that's playing quite a bit. We're really young there, so I think it's the communication, in the huddle, even during a series, making sure everyone's on the right page and communication. I think that's been big because of our youth at the receiver position. He just brought stability. You know, when you lose your starting quarterback, a lot of times that can pretty much end your season or put you in a free fall. And, you know, we were already in a free fall, you know, starting out 1-3 and 1-4. So, he steadied the ship for us, I felt. Like I said, we really felt that last weekend was a game that we should have won here at home to get back to 4-4, and he was the reason. I mean, he had another solid game for us and put us in position, and we haven't had a turnover on offense in the last couple of weeks, and that's a credit to him. So he's done those kind of things. He's kind of steadied us, and he's given us a chance, like last week during the football game, and we didn't get that done. So now we're obviously got some work ahead of us.
Mike, how well do you know Jay Cutler?
Yeah, I met we coached him in the Senior Bowl. Our staff did when he was coming out that year. And obviously he's playing here at Bandy. I've seen him play quite often. I met him a few times other than working with him that week at charity functions. So I've always followed his career because of that, as he moved from Denver to Chicago. I like him. I mean, I've always liked his attitude, his approach to the game, the strong arm. He's a guy that, when he gets hot, he can be a huge problem for you. I mean, for your defense, he can make all the throws. All those things are, I've always been a big fan of his. And I guess being more local here, being in Tennessee and him watching his Vandy, we got to know him a lot more than some other quarterbacks. So, I think it's the bottom line with Chicago to make the run. It's going to come up to, as you all know, you need a quarterback, great defense, and then need the offense to do what they're doing, like he did in the game last week. Finding a way to win the game at the end. They took the ball down to 2-minute drive and won the football game. And that's what you need to have, and that's what he proved he can do last weekend.
What do you think about all the scrutiny he's under here always in Chicago?
I think that's his part. I think you play in a huge market like Chicago, that's going to happen. I think he's, I don't follow it all. Obviously, you hear a little bit about it, but for me personally, I don't get too caught up in all that. I think you're winning. He's playing. Like I said, it came down to the last drive, making plays. And that to me is what it's all about right there, that's what he's capable of doing. And as far as the other stuff, I don't know enough about it to, I know that when you're going to catch a lot in certain markets, and he probably catches his fair share, but I really don't know much about some of the things that have gone on.
Any other questions? Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.